COVID-19, manufactured diseases, depression, one world government, mind control, ETs, extraterrestrials. How does this all connect? Well, today we talk with spiritual teacher, medical intuitive, and healer, Dr. Christopher Macklin, on his thoughts of what's going on in the world. Is there a spiritual awakening happening? Born highly aware psychic in the UK, who went from homeless on the streets to one of the leading spiritual leaders internationally. Maybe he can help us tap into our own intuitions and make our own choices on this episode of Truth Be Told. I'm Tony Sweet with Captain Ron. Please welcome to the Truth Be Told studios, Dr. Christopher Macklin. Hey!
Yay! Can I do it? Yay! Thank you for joining us, Blush. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm excited to have you here. I know Ron and I, we've been chit-chatting about this. It's going to be a good show because a lot of topics that we discuss on Truth Be Told. And I thought we'd start it off by not necessarily COVID. We'll get to that. But you've talked about this, about manufactured diseases, way before COVID.
The latest book.
Yeah. And so can we start with that instead of hitting COVID first, but some of the manufactured diseases that we feel that has been over the even decades, half a century. What's your thought on that?
Well, as we know, there's alien beings. I know it started off with Hitler where, you know, he actually did a deal with the Zeta Greys who have really wrecked their planet. And so, and it was obviously technology for information, you know,
right.
New technology and abduction. So they could abduct our human beings and take bits of them to reproduce egg, sperm, and things like that. And in as an exchange, they got technology. So it's kind of like giving a child the keys to a Ferrari when they're 2 years old. It's not a good idea, but anyway, it happened. So it started off with that. You know, they did some technology, they worked on nanotechnology, I know, and things like that. And it's moved forward. Of course, the Paperclip Project pulled it all into America. And now we've got these nanobots and nanotechnology that are really destructive to the body. There's stuff in chemtrails, nanotechnology, there's beryllia, which is the spirochete lime. All these things are off-planet technology now. One of the problems is if you bring off-planet technology onto a different planet, there's not the herbs and the instruments here to
right.
be able to take care of it. That's why, you know, HIV, no cure for it. Lyme disease, no cure for it. Oh, Morgellons, well, they don't even recognize Morgellons. If you have Morgellons, oh my God, you're nuts. Send them to a psychiatrist. Well, hang on, there's bits of stuff coming out my skin. It's real, you know.
Right.
I've been working with Morgellons for a while. And one of the things I learned is that I had to understand the stuff before you can heal it. So I work with a world-leading toxicologist, and she sees this stuff under the microscope. It's obviously nanobots, 10 to the minus 9 small. And they've evolved them over the last 10 years where they're a lot smarter now. And so so the manufactured disease is all man-made, you know, HIV. You know, it's a spirochete. It's a stealth pathogen. Borrelia, when it blows up in the body, it becomes Lyme. Borrelia is a stealth pathogen.
Right.
And, of course, Agent Orange is a stealth pathogen. The problem is, you know, it depends on your DNA, which is obviously connected to the autoimmune, everything, whether it's robust enough to prevent these spirochetes, these stealth pathogens, from replicating the body. If they replicate in the body, you get really messed up. And like I say, there's no cure. We do have a protocol that gets rid of it. I can't say it's a cure. It's illegal. Because I'm not a doctor, go consult your doctor. But what I can say is it strips it out of the body within 60 to 90 days. We have a new protocol. It's absolutely groundbreaking. And I've got doctors all over the U.S. sending me patients that they don't know what to do with. So it does work, but I don't see any other cure. You know, the problem, the very clever thing about spirochetes is that if you send someone normal energy, if the things die off, they create huge die-off and huge co-infections. So people get so sick. And normal energy is not enough to kill them off that fast. So the old protocol, we used to use a thing called space-time continuum energy or tachyon energy. It's not the Tesla. It's not the same as Tesla's, but it's very electrostatic. What it does is it breaks down the molecular structure of the spirochetes to benign for the body, say with Morgellons. The only problem is it took twice a week for 1 month for every year you've had it. So if you had it 40 years, it takes you 4 years, way too long. So the new protocols has sped the whole thing up to the point where we can get people completely eradicated of Lyme and HIV and Morgellons within 16 to 18 weeks. It's incredible. So
well, can
that's
I,
where
well,
the manufacturer...
Let's find out where first we're I'm sorry, I was going to ask
I was going to say about the off... Anything? Yeah, the off-world. Because I'm curious about that. How do we know what's off-world and what's just...
Here.
Well, you know, drug manufacturers just not wanting to lose a profit. So how do we know which one is which? Or both?
Well,
are they connected?
Well, you know, I mean, off-planet technology is that. You know, on-planet technology is there's a lot of viruses and they mutate and, of course, they get stronger.
Right.
But, you know, we have a very sophisticated autoimmune thymus, spleen and the whole body, which actually can take care of a lot of this stuff. And, you know, to me, one of the key instruments is keeping your autoimmune, you know, safe. And people think, oh, well, I'm taking vitamin C, but that's not enough. You know, your autoimmune is compromised by transmissional frequencies. It's compromised by emotion. Because your thymus is right here, your spleen's further down. If you have a, you know, most people in this planet ingest way too much emotion, like several thousand layers, and they keep ingesting it every day. We're not built for that. So the heart chakra is getting blocked and more blocked and more blocked. And so to try and transmute those layers, it can take a lifetime. And again, we have a fast track method of being able to strip like 81 layers out of the body very quickly. So, you know, you can get on top of the biggest layers of emotion that affect you, because if you don't, it's going to compromise you. That's why people are so sick, I think.
I want to find out, where do you come up with the off-planet things coming? Is this something in some ancient documents, or did you speak to somebody that – how do you know that that's what's happening?
It's a combination. We talked to the world leader toxicologist. She's seen the stuff. She's interviewed people who are a part of those projects, and like I say, the Zeta Grays gave us the technology, so I know it's true. I've seen, you know.
Yeah, how do you know that it's true that the Zeta Grays gave Hitler these diseases?
Because you've spoken to people who were part of those projects, maybe not available now, but, you know, people who have been involved with the technology who have met these beings.
Hmm. So, because, like right now, COVID-19, we always feel like, you know, when something like COVID happens, that, you know, it's one of a kind. But if you go back in history, you know, the plague and, you know, chicken or smallpox and pretty much every disease you can, Spanish flu, do we feel like these were all off-world diseases or do we know, like, because I know they were saying that maybe it's like these wet markets in China that caused somebody ate a bat or something like that. For me, it's hard to believe that somebody ate a bat and that just started a whole new disease.
Or a lab.
But do you think, you know, 200 years ago, 300 years ago, these were more off planet, or do you believe it's more COVID now in the last 20 years, 30 years, AIDS, HIV? Because I'm curious to see, like you said, going back in history, what do we think is off-planet diseases and manufactured from?
Well, I think diseases are mutated for a long, long time,
right.
And they get worse. You know, there's all sorts of viruses and, you know,
right.
Infections going on. You know, coronavirus has been around for 30 years.
Right.
It's a flu, you know, so that's fine. You know, so do you want the flu? Well, probably not, but it's not going to kill you. Now, what I see is the weaponized system, COVID-19, is something radically different. And what they've done is, what they've been doing with these things is they've been actually binding nanotechnology with SARS, with HIV protein. So it's like having AIDS on steroids. That's why people are dying within 7 days, because it just blows up in the body. It crashes the kidneys. And I've seen it, you know. And again, I've been working with, you know, Dr. Hildy, who's, you know, has been monitoring this stuff. And she can see it under a microscope. So they've been very clever. And, you know, the people who have seen it on the bikes, I think, oh, my God, how do you put these things together? But they do. And I think my feeling is in Wuhan is that they were using nanotechnology in the vaccines. So what they've done is they've vaccinated everyone in China.
Right.
Now, here's where the 5G, people think it's all 5G. It's not, you know, it's part of it, but it's not the whole thing. So these particles, for example, you know, if you have a nanoparticle, if it's a nanosphere, you can load 96 viruses in it and you can trigger it with frequencies. It has a gold particle and centers. As soon as you send it a frequency, it releases the virus. So I think what they've done is, and again, I can't confirm this because I have no data, but, you know, I can go out and view it and see things, you know, from a distance. And what I see is that they've vaccinated everyone. And then in Wuhan, they switch on the 5G. Everyone's dropping dead. Oh, my God, we better switch it off. So they switched it off pretty quickly. But that's, you know, that's one of the, I think that's one of the deep state things, is to basically get everyone on the internet, you know, inject them with a nanobot, get that nanobot connected to the internet. Then you become an asset of the state, you know. So anyway, when that happened, I think they were trying to blame it on coronavirus, but coronavirus is a flu, you know. And the thing is, wearing masks with weaponized systems like that, they're airborne, they're in the chemtrails, they must have sprayed it. Because if you think about it, common sense prevails to say that nothing can spread that fast worldwide, right, that quick. There's got to be help. And I believe they've sprayed it. So, you know, if you wear a mask, you're just wasting your time because, you know, you look daft, you're inhaling your own carbon dioxide. And, you know, these weaponized systems sink through the eyes, they sink through the skin. So you're not going to defend against it. With coronavirus, and they're testing COVID-19 for coronavirus, the weaponized thing, coronavirus has been around for years. So I probably test positive for it because I've got antibodies against it because I've had the flu in the past. So, you know, it's not a real test, I don't think.
So you did test for the antibodies in your system?
Oh, no, I haven't. But I believe you probably guys have probably got antibodies because...
Yeah, we've talked about that. Yeah.
If you got the flu, you know, in the last probably 5 years, you got antibodies tested. Oh, you're positive. Well, we've got more cases. Well, you know, so...
So who do you think intentionally put this out and why?
I think it's population control. If you look at all the big foundations, I don't even want to mention any of them, but you know who they are. They're really working on interfacing computers with human beings. And I think part of it is also control to actually try and depopulate the weak people, you know, the people with autoimmune compromised and everything else, because there's a lot of people on this planet. But actually, the planet has enough for everybody. But it's my belief they've got this agenda to depopulate the planet big time, you know.
So do you think that because the numbers right now are considerably low compared to many other viruses, you know, how many people have died so far worldwide? Maybe 300?
Worldwide, almost 500,000.
So, but 500,000 comparably to other viruses, it's not, I mean, 500,000. Yeah, I was going to say trying to, for 7, almost 8 billion people, that's really very, very low. Do you think this was like just a failure towards
a test
for what's coming next?
I think it was a test, and I think it's putting the fear of God in people, and that's the problem. You know, with fear, you get autoimmune compromised. You know, and therefore, if another round of it comes in, they might spray it again or do whatever they do and get it working again. But like I say, there's a massive difference between coronavirus, which is the flu. Right. And, you know, can you believe the figures? I mean, you know, if you look at all the figures, you probably find no one's died of the flu. Everyone's died of coronavirus. Well, okay, then, you know, hundreds of thousands of people die of flu every year. So, you know, the figures, in my opinion, aren't accurate. But that's my opinion, of course.
Well, in your new book, History, Truth, and Healing, which I love that book title and also the cover, it's gorgeous, But tell us about the new book. How did you research this, and what was your point of wanting to get across to the masses?
Well, we did a lot of research. I looked at you know, what I knew about the spirochetes and the Nansen Morgellons, because, like I say, you know, sadly for Morgellons people, I mean, I've had people, for example, where they've had Morgellons and they used to switch on satellite frequencies. They get so sick, it really affects your body. These things heat up. They go nuts because they're biologically alive, but, you know, I call them live dead stuff. They've got no soul, but they're biologically alive, but they've got plastic bound to them with viruses, with this and that, you know. It's all materials that don't go together. And so it kind of explains all this in the book. And so, you know, I remember a lady where the only way she could sleep or live is create a Faraday cage at half the wavelength of the military satellite frequencies, and it stopped. And she was a test case. You know, there's certain people I've been working with who were test cases, and now, of course, they've released it in this COVID-19, but I just don't think it's got around that well. I think they're trying to now combine the two, corona and COVID-19, I think it's a very different disease. The weaponized system is destructive to the body really quickly. The coronavirus is just the flu, and don't worry about it because you're not going to die of it, you know, unless you've got a weak autoimmune. So,
yeah, I've known several. In fact, just in the last probably week, people I know on Facebook, I've seen several people saying they've tested positive, and most of them are doing very, very well with it.
But this is not a government doing this, then. You think it's more of an Illuminati kind of behind the scenes kind of a thing?
Yeah, the deep state, the deep state government, which is part of the Illuminati. I mean, if you look at the Illuminati, it's huge, and they've got so much money. You know, look at the Clinton Foundation, Gates Foundation, you name it, they're all in it. You know, and they're doing this satanic stuff. They also do satanic rituals, of course, against humanity, which weaken them as well. So, you know, we've started doing a ceremony once every 220 days. Creating a reinstatement ritual every night, which is a God stuff to bring them all before God. It's really working, actually. So it's really helping. I'm not saying it's going to be the be all and end all, but my opinion is it's gone so far. We need the help of the off planet people, you know, because it's gone so far. No one person or small group can go against these people. You need help off planet. You know, well, I really feel that now.
And I know that we've talked about this many times too. But when you say off planet, there's also off planet aliens or people, whatever you want to say, that are not very nice, that are not looking out for us. Or so could you kind of explain who, for our audience, who the off planet people are and who is on our side and who's not on our side or helping us? Because I know there's some people that are aliens that don't really look out for us.
No, they don't. Definitely not. In fact, they're satanic, and there's satanic worship and, you know, all this sort of thing. So, yeah, the negative ones, you've got anarchy. Part of the One World Order is the head of it, of course, is the Queen of England, which is very, very kind of sad. But, you know, they're reptilian. Anarchy, they attach to it. They're in a different dimension, but they can switch in this dimension. And it's very interesting. People say, well, what do you mean? Well, if they're in the fourth dimension, they can actually attach to you. So it's a spirit attached to you. You don't know it. They tap in the lower back. They can send you negative thoughts. They can paralyze your lower intestine, so you get problems with that. They hang on your shoulders, so you get tight shoulders. And, you know, crash the adrenals as well. So people get exhausted and depressed. And they also send you negative thoughts like, God, you're useless. And they ride around with you all day, 24 hours a day. And eventually, with all these messages, you know, people start to believe. It's not their thoughts, but people start to believe it. So as Anunnaki, there's Draconians from Planet X or Navarro. They're coming here as well. They're very dark. It goes after the name Dracula, of course, but Draconians are very dark. Again, they're like Anunnaki. If they're attached to you, they do the same thing, only very much quicker. Then you've got first and second dimensional beings, like snake beings. They attach to you, and you know you can remove those. They're not good, but that's one of the problems. And then you've got the Luciferians. Now, you know, of course, the satanic people worship Lucifer. That's one of their people. If you join the Masonic Lodge after 10 degrees, you worship Lucifer. And it's all about greed, and you sell your soul. And that's why the world's in a mess. So, you know, the Luciferians are very snarly. It goes back to the, you know, being possessed, and, you know, you start shaking because they contort the body. So they're the main beings, really, that are kind of negative. Now, so who's helping us? Because we need some help.
I was going to say, how are you even on this planet?
Well, you know, you got the Palladians. They have ships floating around. You know, they look like clouds. You can very much sometimes not tell. We have, obviously, Assyrians. We have the Melchizedek beings. We have Arcturians. Arcturians work very close on Melchizedek beings because...
Maldek?
Yeah, the Melchizedek beings were kind of involved with the creation of this. They created the Akashic Records and things like that so that it didn't allow people to change the time-space continuum around here if they got time machines, and they work really well. You've also got Andromedans and Lemurians, Atlantarians. You know, there's a whole slew of people trying to help us out and, you know, help rebalance this. But, of course, the problem is because the Creator, Prime Creator, created this free will, they can't help without us being down here as starseed saying, hey, you've got to bring it down here. You've got to want it, and you've got to pull it through. If not, you know, nothing will happen. They can't intervene. So
right.
It's a very, that's why there's so many star seeds on the planet. The problem is they're getting hijacked. So, of course, they're depressed and don't want to know about anything. You know, how many people, I mean, I work on thousands of people a week with groups and everything else. You know, we have groups three times a week. How many people do I speak to and say, I don't feel as though I belong here. I don't want to be here, you know. So, well, you chose it. So it's time to get your inner strength, you know, get rid of this emotion and get you back to your sovereign self. And then let's get you out there helping people as well as me and everybody. It's all, you know, at the moment, it's all about teaming up, you know, to me and all doing the best we can because, you know, it's not about gurus. We don't need gurus anymore. It's all blah, blah, blah. You know, you don't need, you know, teachers per se. You need someone just to help you get out of that depressive state into a, wow, leaping out of bed in the morning, getting excited for the day. I mean, I get so excited, you know, this ministry building we have, of course, it's a ministry, but it's a non-for-profit, but it's a, you know, one God, many paths. It's, you know, I believe in one God, prime creator, many paths. But also there's all the starseed beings trying to help us as well. They're God beings. So, you know, there's a lot going on at the moment.
Are there different races of star beings?
Yeah, yeah, Palladians, from Pleiades, Actorians.
Supposed to be 27.
Actorus, 27. Dimension. There's Sirius A and B. They're also near the Palladians as well. There's Atlantarians. They float, you know, they were from Atlantis. They're actually down here, but, you know, out of sight. So, you know, there's a lot of beings, Andromedans, different dimensions, but they can come here, you know.
Right.
And, you know, I've seen ships. I mean, we have three watchers. I don't even know what watchers are, but they basically watch out for us as Melchizedek beings. There's five of us here. And every time something happens, they appear. You know, there's always three ships, you know. And I remember I went to a place to help someone out. The Zeta Greys were actually eating his horses, you know, and he runs a ranch. And I went down there and closed the portals and things. But when I was there, you know, when I opened the portal to see what was going on, there was like a sonic boom and the watchers came just to make sure I was okay. It's really interesting. And they sat there. They were going one, you know, into one, flying behind each other, and then three. And then, you know, 5 minutes later, military helicopter come around and they're flying around and thinking, what the heck do we do with these?
So you saw that yourself. You witnessed that firsthand. That was, you saw that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've seen beings. I've seen all sorts of things. Absolutely.
And these starseed people, they're humans like us, right? Or this is completely different?
They look different. I mean, you know, because that beings look older, you know, they tend to look ancient, you know, more, you know, wisdom, wizard type people. They all look different. Palladians tend to look very, like, blue eye and, you know, blonde hair and that sort of thing.
I mean, do they walk among us? Like, would we ever see them or no?
Well, what's happening down here with starseeds is what they're doing is they're abducting, you know, like the mother who's going to bear the starseed child, and they'll splice them at birth. So, for example, my mother was abducted. I'm 84% Melchizedek DNA, and I've got a human part to me. Sometimes I wish I didn't, but I do.
But, you're, you know, 84% this alien race?
Yeah.
And you know that how?
Because I've checked.
Ancestry.com? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, there you go.
No. We go farther. I've actually checked and cross-checked. We have quite a few leaders who work for the ministry who are very evolved, and I've checked myself as well. And, you know, I can actually channel and talk to the Melchizedek beings every day because there's so much going on. It's one of my jobs here to produce this 20,000-acre huge pyramid site, you know, to actually pull the energy from the ethers down here.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to build 333 feet tall, 666 feet tall, 999 feet tall. They're going to be made of Moldavite. They're being built as we speak, but not here.
And I always thought it was funny. I always said, you know, and this is 2020, and, you know, human race has been here thousands of years, and off planet have been visiting millions of years, I'm sure. So I always said, if they were so worried about our population control, why? I mean, or, you know, or us getting out of control, I don't know why they just, when we had no technology, why not either just wipe us out or keep us from getting technology? Why would they even allow that?
Because there's free will, you know, the rules of this third dimensional universe.
So they have to follow the
free will.
Yeah. Okay.
So they have to follow that rule. They've got no choice. Can you imagine how frustrated they must be? Like, what are you doing? But they're sitting there. Someone just ask us, invite us in for heaven's sake. We want to do something. And that's the rules of this universe. So, That's why so many starties have been born right now to actually try and pull it down. But the problem is because they've been hijacked, it's not going as well as they thought. So, you know, it's about us coming together. It's about helping heal the starseed so they can get back to the sovereign self and pull their palladium beings or actorian beings down here and get everyone helping, because by goodness, this world needs some help right now.
Because my thing is, you're saying, you know, like Hitler and, you know, they work with our governments. How do, as just common folk, even have a chance? How do we even fight that? You know, with their technology, with the governments of the world technology, how does, you know, Captain Ron pick up a gun and and even have a chance?
I have no chance, Tony.
But how do we as humans even have a chance against that?
Well, this is where the power of faith comes in and surrender. And to me, you know, we're alchemists. We're right. all alchemists. We can do some amazing things, you right. know. I mean, I was on the street, well, not on the street, actually, in a car. I was living out of a car for several years because I had no money at all. And, you know, it was like a wardrobe. I used to hang my shirts and things. And, you know, I became OCD, you know, the pantaloons in one box and something else in another. And, you know, but I learned to live like that. And every now and again, you know, I got fed up with this. It's, okay, it's time. I want a hotel room. I want one right now. And suddenly someone woke up to me, what's your deal? You know, I do heal. Oh, I'll tell you what, I'll get you a hotel room for healing. How's that? Yay. And, you know, you can create alchemy. We're very powerful beings. It's just that the problem is people are manifesting the wrong stuff. I remember being on one of our groups. We have about 400 or 500 people each year, three times a week on the group. It's on Zoom. We have in total about 2,000 people, you know, taking advantage, because it's by donation. You can join it. If you think it's nonsense, then don't donate. It's okay, you know. But we invite people on every week, three times a week. And I remember this one guy calling. I said, well, you know, I'm really stressed. And, you know, my car's just gone out. The transmission went out. And, oh, my goodness, I now pay the bill. And things are happening. Everything's crushing down. And I said, oh, wow, you're an amazing alchemist. He goes, well, what do you mean? I said, you're manifesting the worst stuff in your life you could possibly imagine. I said, if you turn that mindset around that little, okay, we're going to pay the bill and really believe it. And, you know, the transmission's fixed. You know, wherever the money comes from, or someone, you know, offers to just do it for free, who knows? You know, many, many things can happen. But it's so important to get out that monkey mind. It's so easy to overthink it. Okay, so how am I going to pay this bill? Who's going to pay? No one's going to pay me. Nah, it's not going to happen. And then, you know, you convince yourself it's not going to happen, but it's not your deal. I mean, I've seen it so many times. You know, this ministry is very successful because I surrender. I don't even worry about money. It's not about money. We've got 10 staff. We have to pay them all, and it just always happens, you know. And I did a deal with God a long time ago. Okay, Prime Creator, look, I don't like accounts. You do the accounts. I don't like sales. You do the sales. You know, and look, I'll just do the healing sessions. Right. And ever since I did that, one thing I learned about running a spiritual business, it's very important to move the money out. Not just, oh, it's all mine, keep it to myself. Move it out. You know, we've got an IT guy, and he comes in, he fixes the IT. Can I do it? Yeah. Do I want to do it? Nope. I get frustrated, and I just don't want to do it. It's not my gift. We pay the accountants. They do all the accounts, not interested in them whatsoever. And because it's a non-for-profit, we have to submit stuff to the IRS. So, you know, it's about, you know, focusing on your gifts that you really love, the passion. You know, I love healing. You know, if a chef loves cooking and creating new ideas, of course, you know, if he goes to that restaurant and he's got a real passion, the food will taste amazing. But if you had a guy with his wife or husband and, you know, the chef cooks something, you think, it tastes a bit off, because you can feel the vibration in it. So it's all about getting your passion and moving forward. And I think by doing that, you get back to your sovereign self. Everyone's got a divine gift. And once you do that, you can really take them out there and help people.
Do you think, because earlier we were talking about, you know, the pressures and the stresses and depression, all this stuff. You know, when I were a kid, when we were kids, we didn't have internet, social media. We had, you know, three channels. ABC, you know, NBC, CBS, maybe PBS, you know, radio, records, all that stuff. But now everybody has cell phones and Facebook and YouTube. Do you feel that the stresses of the world has doubled, tripled, quadrupled due to social media, even though everybody says, oh, it connects us. But I feel sometimes it completely
stresses us.
Oh, it does. I think it actually destroys people. I mean,
yeah.
You know, you look at Facebook and some of the hateful things you get.
Yeah.
I mean, take, for example, you know, and I was doing a radio show a long time ago, and the host said, well, okay, so what do you think of, you know, social media, you know? And I said, well, the problem is with it is it's faceless. You can say what on earth you want, and you're not showing up for it. You're not taking responsibility. And it can be really hateful, and I see it all the time, you know. That it's like, can human beings be like this? Why would you want to be on that platform? I mean, we're on it because we're a ministry, and I never post stuff on it. You know, I post the odd thing like my wife's birthday and different things, but I'm not going to post where I have for dinner or, by the way, I'm just popping to the toilet. I'll be back in a minute. You know, who wants to hear that nonsense? This is what I have for dinner. Oh, look, I just threw up. You know, look at that. And, you know, it's kind of ridiculous. You know, but think about this scenario. So I gave you a scenario. So you got Betty. She's just been to the doctor. And, oh, well, you've got a week to live and you've got stage 4 cancer and, you know, you're not doing so well. Go and put your things in order. So she goes back home. She's all depressed and everything else. And, you know, maybe she'll see something and she might react to it because the poor woman is depressed and, you know, lost all sense of hope.
Right.
And she might react to it and then everyone will jump on, oh, Betty, you know, and it's just not okay. So, you know, to me, I don't condone any, you know, I think this stuff is not a good idea. I think it's stopping us from taking responsibility. If you're going to criticize or do something to them, then take responsibility for it.
Own it, yeah.
You're not
yeah.
going to do if they're in, you know, own it. If they're in India or somewhere, oh, well, I don't have to worry. If they don't like it, I'll just, you know, unfriend them. Well, how cowardly is that?
Right.
And, you know, my thing is, if you're going to say something, then take responsibility. Don't be a coward. And think about what you're saying. And, you know, just think also about, okay, why is that person reacting like that? And take a step back before you start, you know, beating them to death with posts and horrible things. You know, it's really sad. I mean, I remember going to a restaurant and I was watching this family. They all had the cell phone. And I think Dad was texting the daughter who's just sitting there. Well, what do you think of the food? I thought, you got to be kidding. You know, we never take cell phones into the thing. You know, I have one here, of course. You know, it's for the ministry. But, you know, if I didn't have to have one, I would put it down the toilet, you know.
Because in some ways, I feel like it's almost a virus, a manufactured virus, because
you have to have it.
You have to have it. And I just read today that there was a 16-year-old TikTok star that committed suicide. And I hear this all the time, these young kids, because, you know, they have millions of followers, and about 99.9% of the people give them positive reaction, but then that 0.1% gives them negative reactions, and what do you focus on?
We get the opposite on this show.
Yeah, right.
it is actually. No, it's true, and that's the problem. And, you know, if they're empathic, they'll take that so to heart, it crushes them,
right.
And it's not okay, you know. So, you know, I encourage everyone to think about what you posted before you post it and take responsibility and think, you know, okay, let's pretend I'm the other person. How would you receive that, you know?
Right.
Is it kind? Is it loving? Because if it's not, don't post the crap, you know, because it's not okay, you know.
So. I'm going to switch gears real quick. I would love to talk about, because your first time connecting to extraterrestrial and also to angels. And because some people feel angels and extraterrestrials are very similar or maybe even
same
one
thing.
And the same. Can you talk about that? Are they similar? Are they the same? And can you tell us about your first interaction with them?
Yeah, I remember it well.
I love that he laughs.
I know. Well, you know, I remember, I think, you know, the difference between extraterrestrials, people get them kind of confused. You know, angelic, they're angelic. You know, if you look at angels, they're angelic extraterrestrials. So
right.
They've come from somewhere. Like Archangel Michael, he's an ancient Palladian. He's, you know, he helps a lot down here. Everyone's calling poor old Michael. And I think, give the poor guy a rest. Speak to someone else, like Metatron or somebody.
I hear it all the time.
You know, but poor old Michael is kind of worn out. But there's Mother Mary. She's a Melchizedek being. So, you know, the angelic, yes. Then, you know, if you look at the Luciferians, are they angelic? Probably not. You know, again, I mean, I'm not trying to judge them. One thing I never do is judge them, but what I can say is if they're creating all this satanic stuff on this planet, then it's time for us to take action and bring them before God. And that's when release them to God with unconditional love and forgiveness. And that's what we did last Saturday. We did an hour and 40-minute ceremony. It was really powerful. So like we said before, you know, do we stand a chance? Yeah, we do. You know, let's get the faith. Let's pull together and get enough people to do these, God rituals to counteract the satanic stuff. I mean, I've dealt with Montauk programming, people who, you know, Illuminati fallout children. The abuse, you know, you would never believe the abuse. And just to give you an example, you know, one of the ladies, you know, they get them pregnant. They do an abortion without any anesthetic. They eat the fetus while it's still alive. And they make the mother eat the fetus as well. You know, it's satanic, satanic stuff. You know,
Jesus.
Kids, we know about, you know, adrenochrome. They, you know, they torture them until they've got adrenaline going and then drain the blood, drink it, kill them. And it's happening. You know, why are we letting it happen in the United States of America? And the answer is, well, let's stop it. Well, how do we do that? Well, let's do some counter rituals to stop this satanic stuff. Because it's all ritualistic. It's all worshiping Lucifer and people like that, you know, which is the dark side. So, you know, my opinion is, you know, don't get angry about it. Don't judge them. But what I can say is, you know, if I'm an American citizen, I don't want that to happen in America at all. So it's time to stop it, not on my watch. And so let's get people together. Let's come together as a force and, you know, let's do a ceremony to stop it. And by goodness, they work. People say, oh, does it really work? Wow, it was powerful. We've had so many emails about the ceremony last weekend. I'm going to do it again. So, you know.
Now, also, I want to talk about your encounters because I remember as a kid, and I've told this many times about growing up, I saw a ghost in my house. You know, I saw an old man. Years later, my nephew saw it. And I wasn't actually that scared. When you've had your first encounter, how was your reaction? If it was, you know, angelic or was
it? Oh, no, it wasn't angelic. It was the age of four. What happened is that...
Age of four, wow.
Age of four, I was lying in bed, and I don't even have felt like dark entities. It was an anarchy being, and they're pretty big. They're about 10 foot tall. People don't know this. I don't know if you guys may know it or not, but, you know, they're big. And so if they switch in this dimension, you know, I remember talking to someone on a radio show, and he said, I don't understand it because my wife can, you know, when she gets angry, suddenly she'll throw me about 20 to 30 feet across the room. And I don't get it because she's a slight woman. I said, because what's happening is when the anger riles up, this thing feeds off it. It switches dimension, grabs you. It's so quick. They can switch in a quarter of a second, then disappear. And you look back, wow, how did she do that? Well, she didn't. The entity attached to it. But anyway, so one of these appeared and it was at the bottom of my bed and I felt this absolute overwhelming darkness. I don't know if you ever felt that. Like, wow, this is not good. Dad, you know, and of course, he comes up, you know, what's the matter? Can't see anything. There's a reptilian thing here, you know, and I realized very quickly he couldn't see them. And if I didn't get control of it, you know, he was probably going to take us to hospital and put us on some drugs or other to calm me down. So, you know, I learned very quickly at a young age, you know, and I just commanded, when are you gone? Get out of my room right now. And it went. I thought, oh, that worked. And so from the age of four, I learned to manage them, but they did appear a lot. And, you know, of course, when I went bankrupt, what was it, 15 years ago now, I had a lot of time, unemployed, couldn't get a job for love nor money, living out of a car. And I remember, you know, I got a lot of encounters. While I was meditating, a lot of encounters of accused that beings. And some of the beings were connected to. And it was incredible. They were angelic. And, you know, I saw some extraordinary things. And from that, it took me forward and could do some extraordinary things. And I think from that, you know, it takes you forward. When you've understood how these gifts work, then you can start healing people. And it took me 4 years to really understand the cause and effect of things. Like, for example, cancer. It's plainly simple. The primary cause of cancer is emotion. Your vibration drops, yeah, pathogenic infections, mutate the cells, turn into tumors. So if someone says, well, you've got a stage four cancer, well, it's just a tumor. You know, you're not going to die of it unless you don't pay attention to it. So let's start releasing the primary cause, get rid of the primary cause, fry the secondary cause, get rid of the pathogenic infections. And then the tumors, you know, we can fry the tumor as well using the space-time continuum energy. You know, eradicate cancer many times. It's pretty easy to get rid of as long as you understand how it works. If you just deal with the tumor, like, for example, you go for chemo and they poison it, they fry it, and they say, well, you're in remission. Well, of course you are, because the primary and secondary cause is still there. So it's very important with diseases to understand how they work and what causes them, so you can actually get rid of it forever, you know, and shift people's lives, you know.
Yeah, Doc, listen, I want to ask you this. I mean, other than coming to you for healing and that kind of thing, what can we all do in our everyday lives right now through this particularly crazy time?
Well, you know, yeah, they can come to us, of course, you know, and that really helps. But, you know, I think if you've got any spiritual practices, please do them. You know, whatever spiritual practice that gives you joy, where, you know, whether it's Kundalini awakening or something else, you know, we have a load of meditations that can help. There's counselors that can help draw emotion out. But one of the biggest problems is emotion, I think, you know, and of course, toxicity. Everyone's got toxins and heavy metals in their body. And again, you can get on detoxes. We do have a detox meditation, which actually what it does is it switches the toxins and heavy metals out of this time to a different time in the body, draws them out of the space. So it's time, space, continuous, which is, feel a weird drawing sensation, but it really helps. You know, all these things help. Spiritual practices, meditation, just allowing yourself some time. People are so busy running around. I haven't got the time. How many times, well, I want to do my spiritual business, but I haven't got the time. Well, make the time. You know, there's got to be some time in your week where you can say, okay, that's time for me, those 2 hours or 5 hours or whatever it is. And, you know, you need to spend some time alone. People are too busy. You need to be there. You can become needy and have to connect to people all the time. Sometimes you have to take a step back and mm-hmm. be with yourself and get comfortable with yourself. And that really helps as well. You know, my meditations, I just clear my mind and then they start talking to me. And it's just amazing. The miracles of that beings.
Well, there you go, Tony.
I've always had a hard time. My ADD kicks in too much.
Yeah. Well, you start thinking about, oh, well, I could be doing this, and you know, yeah. But the thing is, if you really specify, right, this is my time, then you can get comfortable. Okay, I've got 2 hours, and this is my time. No one's coming to see me. I've gone to a place where I'm not going to be disturbed. I mean, luckily, we have this ministry building here. You know, it's a beautiful building. It's on 5 acres, and I can come here. I can be at home. And it just gives you that, you know, separation where you could just be in your own space, you know. And I love being with people, of course, but I also love being on my own, and I'm very comfortable with myself, you know, meditating or just being, just clear the mind and just be, you know.
No, I love my alone time. I can't believe it's only just a few minutes left. Wow, it went fast. But where can people pick up your book, History, Truth, and Healing, and tell us any upcoming events that you have? I know you have one. Is it this weekend or maybe tomorrow with your wife?
Yeah, we've got a couple of things. I mean, Saturday, if you want to come on the generic groups, you can sign up. It doesn't cost anything. It's on Zoom. You can sign up. Just go to globalenlightenmentproject.com. You can sign up for the healing. It's a whole hour of healing. We cover a lot of things. I run it for 2 hours after. Of course, it's not as in-depth as one-to-one specialized groups, but it gives people healing. It gives you a chance to remove any empty blockages, and we do 9 heart chakra releases. There's that. We've also got a sacred space show with my wife and I. That's tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m. We have asked for a donation for that, and we're actually talking about the new project, the Pyramid Project, because we're going to need, you know, it's so big, we're going to need probably 2,000 people working there. So, you know, if you want to be part of that and part of a family, you know, it's about coming together. And the History, Truth, and Healing, if you want to go to the website, you can order it from here. We have them in stock. It's a great book, and any of the other books, if you want, you know, I hope it'll give you some information, especially if you've got Morgellons and HIV, Agent Orange, and Lyme disease. If you've got them, I'd really have a look at it and maybe think about the protocol, because it'll get your life back. We have a protocol that'll strip it out of the body.
Well, cool. In 1 minute, just one question is, HIV, somebody said, how do you heal depression? Just if you can, like in 1 minute, I know that's not a lot of time just because we've got to go off air, but can you say, what can we start doing to heal ourselves, you know, not just spiritually, but physically with these type of diseases and viruses?
Well, I think it's important. You know, most people with depression have an attachment, and they tap in the lower back, they send you negative thoughts, and that's depression. It also crashes the adrenal, so you feel exhausted and you just blah.
Right.
So, you know, again, we've got prayers on the website. Prayers are maps of intent, and you can alter them if you want, but at least it's a guideline. You know, there's one to remove an entity, so remove the entity and start doing meditation, start doing, you know, all sorts of exercise like yoga and things like that. All these things help you, you know, but of course you've got to spend some time with yourself, you know.
I always said when I go through hard times, my meditation is nature.
I love nature.
Once I get out in nature and I don't necessarily have to hear the music or chant or anything. It's just nature itself, you know, feeling the grass, touching a tree. I'm not a hugger of a tree, but just touching trees or touching nature. That's always the big.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. And we've got a tree at the back called Sophia. It's such a beautiful tree. It's about 150 years old.
Oh, wow.
And it's actually a maple. But it's amazing. You look at it, it's so symmetrical. It's like so well balanced. It's just a beautiful tree. We called her Sophia, so we talked to her every day, you know. So,
well, I mean, we're going to definitely have to have you back for part two. We have too much. I mean, we have some. I looked up and I was like, the time is already gone, but we have so many other questions we can ask you. But I'm sure we'll see you at one of these conferences coming up. And Dr. Macklin, thank you so much for being on Truth Be Told.
Oh, thanks, Tony. Thanks, Captain Gunn. Bless your heart. And thank you for having me.
Of course. And everybody in the chat room tuning in, listening to us on our podcast, iHeart, Apple, pretty much anywhere you can listen to us. We appreciate you for tuning in and subscribing and leaving comments and sharing. Because, again, without you guys, we wouldn't be doing this. And it would just be Captain Ron and I.
Even more.
Yeah, cuddling in the corner and crying. But
careful.
keep your hands to yourself. All right, but thank you guys.
Thank you so much. Love to you both. Thank you for having me.
You got it. Take care, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
God bless.